El Paso's True Food Buying Club is dedicated to providing access to local and organically grown produce to the El Paso community. Through this club, they aim to bring awareness to the benefits of eating a diet high in fresh fruits and vegetables and the environmental food issues that surround us. And now, El Paso True Food, in partnership with Ruli's International Kitchen, presents their first True Food Talks, building a community around our local food, tomorrow at Ruli's International Kitchen. We're invited to join them for a memorable discussion led by local food activist Mr. Shahid Mustafa while enjoying an exclusive meal prepared by Chef Ruli's. Today, my guests are Adriana Clo, co-owner of El Paso True Food, and Raul Gonzalez, owner and executive chef of Ruli's International Kitchen. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Thank you.
So, Adriana, tell us about the concept behind True Food.
A lot of cities have box programs, and what we decided to do with the El Paso community is to bring a box program, but focus on local foods.
And a box program is where you can get fresh produce.
Where you get fresh produce. Sometimes it's geared towards more of like a budget conscious, kind of like wholesale. But the one with this box is what we were focusing on is local, helping make the connection between consumers and our farms and growing them. So every week we provide a $30 box that has whatever's in season, and it's all organically grown. And it goes into the box, and then every Saturday people pick up their box. And Wednesday's the cutoff time.
To order. Or
to order, yes. And then Saturday's the pickup time.
And where do people make that decision? This is all online?
This is all online. So we don't have a store. We don't have a shop. Yeah, you go online, you make your order, you prepay, and then you pick up your box on Saturday.
Now, as a consumer, do you know what's in your box before you get it? Or how does that work?
You get a good feel for what the season has, like what El Paso can grow on the farm. So that doesn't really change year to year. But every Tuesday, I usually put on the website what's going to be in the box, what's expected. Of course, we can't promise anything because weather happens, stuff happens, Mother Nature. But we give you an idea on Tuesday, and then Wednesday is the cutoff time. So you have an idea of like what's going to be in there.
Cool. So what's in season now?
A lot of greens.
Nice.
Feeling St. Patty's Day, right? So you have spinach and kale and salad mix, root veggies. So you've got your radishes and your carrots. Beets will start coming in. We'll start seeing strawberries probably in 2 months, which will be exciting because they're little, but they're amazing in flavor. Broccoli. We've got broccoli.
Broccoli greens, right. I heard you all talking about that earlier. So now you're shifting that or taking that already concept and shifting it into a conversation about food.
Right. When we first started El Paso True Food, what we've realized is there's an education aspect and a movement that's happening with our local food. A lot of things are happening with our local farms and building the connection between consumers, the farms, chefs, to push our local food into these markets. We felt like a community was needing to be built around this. And that's what we're hoping the True Food Talks becomes.
And I mean, as a chef, I think you probably firsthand knowledge of how important it is to have locally, organically grown produce.
Definitely. You know, we've been in business now for just about 8 years already. And the availability now compared to when we first started is it's night and day. Before, it was very difficult to get these items locally, and we still have a long way to go. It's not as easy as in other markets, but that's mainly because we're considered a food desert and we are really in the desert. Mm-hmm. And you know, farming kind of went away for a long time, and now through the effort of both Texas and New Mexico, we're starting to see younger people get back into farming, get back into working the land, and that's making access to these products a little bit more accessible.
Do you think shows like Top Chef or, you know, those kind of cooking shows, because you see the chefs and they're smelling the food, and I mean, we're here in El Paso and it's like, well, I wish we had that vegetable here, or, you know, just that thing. But what is it that's driving that movement now, you think?
I think that definitely shows like Top Chef and all the cooking shows from the Cooking Channel and Food Network and everything, I think that is opening people's eyes to what's out there, to what's outside of our region. And also, I think that there's a health aspect to it because eating fresh food is obviously going to be better than eating food that's full of preservatives and things like that. So I think as the generation that is retiring and they're starting to have health issues, you know, with age, unfortunately, we start to get these things. But if you have a really good diet, I think it's been shown that by eating healthy and eating good quality food, you can maintain your health and live a very, very long and healthy life. So I think those things are converging, and it's cool.
Local is cool. It really is.
So, somehow we lost that concept of your food just comes from the grocery store, but it has to come from somewhere.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's such a disconnect. And so part of it is the reconnect, like reconnecting that disconnect that we have with our farms and where the food comes from. And, you know, I mean, food travels like 1,500 miles to get to us on average. Right. And so if you know that you can get spinach or some type of green from a farm that's
down the street,
in Anthony, New Mexico, the flavor profile and the nutrients that are in it is going to be so much higher than the ones that have been traveling for 1,500 miles.
Yeah.
Wanting quality, paying for quality, high flavor foods. And then there's also the environmental aspect.
Of course.
Of reducing your food miles and trying to really focus on the local aspect of our farms and keeping them here.
So, I mean, you of all people, you're kind of, I mean, you're way in touch with the farms. Do you go every week or how does that work?
We go about once a month, but we talk to them weekly. I see them every Saturday morning when they drop off the food for us. So, I mean, the way it works is we get our orders Wednesday, Thursday, I make the orders in with the farms. They deliver it Saturday morning, sometimes Friday, and the boxes get sent out Saturday.
Magic.
So it's magic, right? It's amazing being that much connected with them. And that's what we're kind of hoping with also with True Food Talks is that that connection that we have is also passed through our consumers to them so that they can get a feel of who's growing their food. Yeah, who's out there doing it
where
and
it
working.
Comes from.
Yeah.
So what is a food activist?
A food activist like Shahid?
Yes.
Well, Shahid is also a farmer. So he has his own farm, and we actually work with him to get his produce. I would say he's a local food activist. Mm-hmm. He's focused a lot of his efforts on building up the farms in this area and the producers in this area. And he's currently working with area growers to develop a producers co-op. And what that will do is help organize them. So mm-hmm. that they can do larger orders, wholesale orders, and help them get into restaurants, get into just different markets that they're not able to do individually.
Because as a chef, how do you then source the food? I mean, it's one of those things where it's easier maybe to get it from the mass market, but you would prefer to get it from the local?
You're exactly right. Obviously, the ease of putting in everything that I need with just a few vendors and then having it arrive at my door is very convenient and easy to do. So what we're talking about with Rashid is getting a program, much like the box program that True Foods has for individuals, for families, is to develop a program where restaurants get a box, industrial size box of the same produce and everything that's in season. So what you'll be seeing at the restaurant as this continues is a section on the menu that will basically say, ask us what our produce of the week is or what our dish of the week is. And we plan on taking that box. And I mean, it's not ever a surprise. We kind of have an idea of what's coming.
Right.
But it also makes it fun as a chef to say, oh, cool. Well, now we got to work with this.
You got a new toy.
Yeah.
Let's make
you
it
know,
work.
And
like broccoli greens.
Yeah, like broccoli greens. I had never used them. And they said, well, here's some broccoli greens and see what you can do. And
here we go.
You know, and here we go. And it was awesome because I had never heard of broccoli greens. Mm-hmm. And apparently the U.S. market has been throwing away the best part of the broccoli because that's what has all the nutrients and everything. And we only eat the flour, which is still very nutritious, but not as nutritious as the greens are. So now they're available through True Foods, you know, when they're in season, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's something really neat because you get to play around with something and transform it, give it a different treatment, and you know, who knew that you could eat like creamed broccoli greens? You know, you heard of creamed spinach, but never broccoli greens. But you give them the same treatment, and wow, you know, you get this profile that's familiar, but at the same time different. So it's kind of neat
and locally grown. So yeah. Circle us back. Tell us about tomorrow's event, time, place, what we can expect.
Tomorrow will be at Ruley's International Kitchen. It's at 2:00, 2 to 4. We'll probably do a small introduction of True Food. You can meet us. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, out in public that much, but you can finally see who we are. And then we will probably hand it over to Chef Ruley's to tell us about the meal. And then Shahid will take it from there. And it'll be an informal discussion. We'll be open for comments.
Well, I think that having the conversation and, you know, and we've talked about this, you know, in the past, that, you know, whenever you're at a party, whenever you're having, you know, family conversations and everything, it all happens around food and the kitchen and the kitchen table. And so why not have that discussion, that food discussion, have it around food, you know, and actually taste and see and smell and experience what we're actually talking about.
No, y'all are absolutely right. And we invite everybody to join Adriana and Chef Ruley and Shahid Mustafa to have that conversation about food. It's the first True Food Talks that happens tomorrow at 2:00 at Ruley's International Kitchen. And they can also look you up online. Is that right?
Yes. So we have a website, elpasotruefood.com. There's an about page. There's buy your local box. There's the True Food Talks page. So you can pretty much do everything online. You can read about us. There's two other co-owners, Vanessa Brady and Patsy Therasas. And we really hope to see everybody out there to have a really great discussion.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by to talk food and for starting that conversation here in our community.
Thank you.
Today, my guests have been Adriana Klo and Chef Raul Gonzalez from Ruley's International Kitchen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.